It's time for Fairbanks Foodies, a look at everything food-related in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Now here's your foodie host, David Pruse.
Hello, Fairbanks. Welcome to Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host, David Pruse. This is a locally produced and broadcasted show here in Fairbanks, Alaska, the interior of Alaska, the great one. On this show, we look at meals we can make, menus to create, beverages we can try, restaurants to visit, and events to participate in. We look at food and beverages any way available, and we make it fun, wonderful, enjoyable, and tasty to your listening pleasure. First off, we have great sponsors, and I hope you use these wonderful local companies to make this show possible. They are so appreciated, they're local, they are the heart of Fairbanks. Now remember, I give out a Q-tip during this show. A Q-tip is a tip or a suggestion that you can use to refer to when you are cooking or looking at a restaurant that you may want to try to visit. Your first Q-tip is that this is a recorded show. You can re-listen to this show or past shows to get recipes, information, etc., things like that. Just go to KFARradio.com and look under the audio archives and then look at Fairbanks Foodies. There are many wonderful past archives of this show that await you for you to listen to them. Tonight, this is a Saturday night, and it's in late July. One more July weekend. We're just finishing up our annual Golden Days celebration. I hope you all enjoyed and participated in at least one of the events this year and enjoyed yourself. This will actually be my last Fairbanks Foodie production until October 8th. I'm running for an elected office position, so what will be happening now is through October 1st is that you'll be listening to the best of Fairbanks Foodie show. Yes, I should get this show syndicated indeed. Now with that in mind, tomorrow, Sunday, is my late father Don Pruse's birthday, July 24th. Dad, I think about you every day, what you taught me, and how over our two lifetimes together, we became best friends. Now, in my family, I grew up with dinner every night at the dinner table, 5:15, no matter what. We could never be late, except Thursday evening. That was the day my mom would get up and get the house spick and span, clean, do the laundry, do the shopping for the week, and my dad would bring home dinner. Well, Thursday's nights were not the best night in our house for a meal because I think I ate KFC food for about 10 straight years every Thursday evening. And I remember when they came out with the extra crispy, and I thought that was a godsend. I thought that was special. Ah, but twice a week, every Sunday and Wednesday, we had pasta. My mom was full Italian. Her parents immigrated from Orsonge, Italy, around 1910 to the Boston area. My mom, Del Pruse, introduced our family to pasta and the red sauce. My dad loved it. I still love it to this day. Our dinner table always had guests, except for Sunday and Wednesday, because we all wanted the leftovers to ourselves. So in honor of my dad's birthday and his favorite meal, it's pasta tonight. I'm dedicating this show on behalf of my dad and my mom to pasta. We ate the family meal together. I hope you do that. That's what brought me down my food journey. Family, familia, food, every Sunday and Wednesday, pasta. Now, you have different styles of pasta, so let's first take a look at the different meanings. Pasta is actually a generic term for foods made from unleavened flour and water, and so sometimes an egg is thrown in combination. Pasta is inclusive of all. Those are your three ingredients: eggs, water, and flour. That's it. Then we have macaroni. Macaroni is a pasta, but it's a pasta shaped like narrow tubes. It's a noodle. Then we have the elbow macaroni, such as your Kraft macaroni and cheese. It has the bend in it. Then we have rigatoni, which is my favorite. It's the largest of the noodles. And I give this to you as an overview, as the oddity, things like that. But here is the oddity in itself. Why do Chinese dishes that use a thick spaghetti call their dishes noodles? I have no idea. I don't care. Their food is great and wonderful, and that's how we do it in America. So, a good way to view this is my name is David Pruse. I'm an American. I'm an Alaskan. I'm a Fairbankson. So, the equivalency is my name is David Pruse. Pasta is the equivalency. I'm an Alaskan. Macaroni is the equivalency. I'm a Fairbankson. Rigatoni is that equivalency. You see how they all can be used intermixedly there? I encourage you all to learn how to make pasta. We have wonderful classes up at our university, or look online. Look on YouTube. Things like this. There are so many available. And like all food, the fresher the pasta, the better. Now, how long does it take to cook the different commercial productions of pasta? Here are some general time frames. If you're looking at angel hair pasta, depending on it, you're looking in boiling water, of course. You're looking at 3 minutes. Say you're looking at macaroni, the elbow style, in boiling water. That's a 7 to 8, maybe 9 minute boiling. Say you're looking at shells. I love shells. That's another 7 to 8 minutes in the boiling water. And this is to get it to El Dante, and I'll explain that in a bit. Say you're looking at farfalle, and that's your little bow tie pasta. Another 8 to 10 minutes. Spaghetti. We all know what spaghetti is. And that's what we call, a lot of people call pasta spaghetti. That's a 10 to 12 minute. Then we go to fettuccine. A food after my own heart. Fettuccine is also a 10 to 12 minute boiling. Then you get to the penne, and that looks like the rectangle. Penne's a 12 to 15 minute boil. Then you get to a rigatoni, the hearty rigatoni. My favorite, the Seco, size 29, rigatoni. That's a 12 to 18 minute boil, depending how much you have in there and how much water you have. But that's what you look at. Now, let's take a look at a few, what we'll call the myths that are out there. How much salt do you put in your water? Well, you don't want it to taste like seawater. What you want is you want to put about a 1% salt to water in there. So that's about 1.5 teaspoons per quart. So do you add the salt before or after the water is boiling? A science lesson. Salt makes it harder for the water to boil. The molecules convert from a liquid to the gaseous phase. So salt your water after it starts boiling. Once you start boiling, you got, say, 3 quarts. You're putting in 4.5 tablespoons of salt, letting it mix in there. Then you put in your pasta. Here's another myth. Should you add oil to pasta to prevent the noodles from sticking? It won't hurt, but also it's not going to help. Oil doesn't really stick. Some of it will end up down your drain. The rest will coat the noodles, preventing the sauce from clinging to it. And you don't want that. And I'll get into that in a bit, why you cook your sauce al dente for the sauce. So don't do that. And then, should pasta be boiled covered or uncovered? It can be boiled. What I do is I start boiling my water covered. That way I bring it up to temperature, I put my salt in, then I put my noodles in, and then I maintain the heat, bringing it up or down, keeping it to a rolling boil, but never having it overflow. So that's how I do it. So anyway, those are looking at it. Now let's look at some of the rules for cooking pasta. Do you know what al dente means? Or how to test to see if it's al dente? What you do is you take your noodle out, blow on it for 5 seconds, and be taking a small bites. And you know it's ready when it's cooked most of the way through with a little bit of silver or a little bit of sliver of white in the center of the pasta, just a little bit. When you're done cooking your noodles and you get your noodles to al dente, then drain your noodles immediately, but always keep about a good cup of the water, the boiled water. In fact, some people I know, they keep about a quart of it because they're using it throughout on other types of sauces or soups. So always keep at least a cup. You save the pasta water. And what happens is you don't, when you're draining your pasta immediately, because you don't want them to bloat. You don't want them to blow up. And that's how we do that. So just one of those fun things that we do. What the heck? Now, we are getting al dente. Why do we want to bring it to al dente? Because once you have it to al dente, you should have your sauce ready. And you're going to finish cooking the pasta thoroughly in the sauce, because then your sauce will absorb into your pasta. So that's why we do that. And it just makes it right. It's not easy. Think of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. And you want to be Mama Bear. Just right. Now, you can do this. It might take some time, but believe me, it's a wonderful discovery, and just go out there and don't fear it. Enjoy it. There are so many pasta dishes, and by this I mean different sauces, different pastas, different meats, veggies, additives, things you can throw in the pasta. What we have here is we have our olive oil as a sauce, our pesto sauce, our Alfredo sauce, our marinara sauce, and our gravy sauce. So let's look at the olive oil or butter sauce. Use regular olive oil, and then I heat up, if I have any alternate items such as garlic, cloves, I dice them up, basil, oregano, etc. But I'm very careful never to toast these items. So it's a low and slow cook. It takes time. Then just before you add your pasta, you bring up the temperature. Pesto. Oh, man. Pesto is made up of an extra virgin olive oil, fresh basil, pine nuts, garlic cloves, and freshly grated Parmesan. And it's all blended together. And it's a wonderful recipe. And then you can use this for dips, sauces, additives, many things. The Alfredo sauce. It's a white cream sauce with a hard Italian cheese, such as Parmesan. There's so many ways to make this, but the two main ingredients are cream and or butter and Parmesan cheese. I also personally like to put some white wine in there, some garlic and other herbs, add flavoring. And when you're finishing it off, the cheese brings the consistency of the texture. Marinara sauce. This is a red sauce without meat. So many ways to make this. But here's your Q-tip. If you don't have time, go to the store and select one of the many that are available to you. Then add ingredients such as granulated garlic, Italian seasoning, oregano, basil, red pepper flakes, things like this. Really, you can put lots of flavor into this. Just do it. I do this all the time, and that's how I enjoy it. The gravy. Basically, this is your marinara sauce with meats cooked in the sauce, such as, well, sometimes you'll take your meatballs and your sausages and you'll bake them, but you'll finish them in your pasta sauce. And then you put the meats in and it transfers the juices into the sauce as it cooks, hence the word gravy. And Fairbanks, we are going to take a nice break to hear from our sponsors.
Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
At Bobby's Downtown, we are more than a Greek restaurant that offers fine dining. It's our way of life. and we invite you to come in for lunch, dinner, and late night. We are proud to call Fairbanks home, and we love using locally sourced ingredients in our traditional Greek and American dishes. So come in from the cold and warm up at the bar with a heated handrail, and enjoy a glass of wine from the always expanding wine selection. We hope to see you soon at the always non-smoking Bobby's Downtown on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Do you have a little or even a lot of time to share? You can help with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Call 45-SHARE and get on the schedule. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank collects and redistributes food through many programs, including food boxes, bone builders, and agency shopping. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank, helping to ensure that no child in the Tanana Valley will go hungry. Call 45-SHARE to volunteer to help now at the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, providing food for hungry people without charge. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. We're enjoying pasta this evening. Now, once you have decided on your sauce, here's some pastas that can go with the sauces. Your oil, your butter sauce. Look at a ravioli, a tortellini, a gnocchi, your angel hair pasta, your linguine, your fettuccine, or your spaghetti. They can all go with it. If you're looking at a pesto, look at your fusilli. That's your bow tie. Look at your farfalle. Things like that. Look at your rotini. If you're looking for the creamy, the Alfredo sauce, spaghetti, fettuccine, linguine, all go with it. If you're looking for your marinara sauce, linguine, spaghetti, your angel hair, your rigatoni, your shells, your penne. If you're looking for your gravy, look for your rigatoni, your penne, your shells, your ziti, your bucatini. If you're looking for adding seafood with a pasta, angel hair, vermicelli, linguine, your thinner pastas that are not a spaghetti style, but they have length, they're long. So those are some of the things that you can mix and match with your different sauces with your different pastas. Now, let's take a look at some of the meals that you can make. These are fun. You know, cooking is fun, and that's what we want to do. Now, the first one I'm going to give you is the basic, wonderful linguine dinner with an oil or a butter. Here we go. This will serve too, and it'll take about 15 to 25 minutes in production. And here are your ingredients. You're going to want kosher salt, 8 ounces of linguine or fettuccine, 2 tablespoons of butter divided, which means we're going to use 1 tablespoon each, 1 tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil. You're going to want to have some black ground pepper ready to go to grind into it. You're going to want to 1/2 cup of freshly grated pecorino cheese and 1/2 cup of freshly grated Parmesan cheese. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to get a large pot of water boiling. And again, we're cooking the pasta till it's al dente. And now this is linguine. So it's just about that you're pulling it out and it's bending. It's not wiggling or flapping. It's just bending. Then in a large skillet over medium heat, you're going to put in 1 tablespoon of butter with oil. Add a generous amount of your grounded black pepper and toast it until the black pepper is fragrant. Have you ever done that before? But that's what you do with your butter and your oil. Then you're going to take out 1/3 of your, you're going to reserve 1/3 of a cup of your pasta water and bring everything to a simmer. Whisk in the, put that in this little pan. Whisk in the remaining tablespoon of butter. Then using tongs, we're going to add the pasta, tossing it, letting the butter, the oil, the pepper, absorb into it. And then just when it's about done, just when it's about done being cooked, and we're going to add our cheeses. Now, you can add both the pecorino or the Parmesan, or you can just use Parmesan or other hard, gratable cheeses. And this is what you're grating these. And you're going to mix it all together and get it ready to go. And bam, there you have a nice linguine or pasta dinner. Now, you can also take this and say, hey, I want to make my Alfredo sauce and do the same thing. We gave you how to make an Alfredo sauce. You're getting cream, butter, white wine. Those are your three moistures. Then you're getting some diced up garlic bulb. You're getting some fresh basil in there. You're dicing it up. Maybe throwing in some oregano if you got that. And then you have your, get your fettuccine or your linguine just about al dente. You put it in here to finish it up and have your Alfredo sauce absorbed into your linguine or your fettuccine, and it just becomes wonderful. Then, if you want to say you want a shrimp scampi on the side in a separate skillet, what you've done is you've put your shrimp in a skillet. You've sauteed it to it's about 2/3 or 3/4 done. Then you put that in along with your noodles. And then when it's all cooked, then you add your Parmesan cheese. And you put a half cup of Parmesan cheese to a cup, or as much as you want the texture to be and the taste to be. Again, that's a variable. It all depends on you and what you want to do. Now, also what I do is I take boneless chicken breasts, and I want to get these boneless chicken breasts moist. So I will put them in the oven, I will bake them at 400 degrees, and I'll wrap them in aluminum foil, and I'll put butter on them. So it's steaming these in butter, and I'll put on the herbs that I want on the chicken breasts, such as dried Italian seasoning, dried oregano, dried basil. And I cook these at 400 degrees for about 30 minutes. And I pull them out and I let them rest for about 5 minutes. Just as your fettuccine Alfredo or linguine Alfredo is finishing up, then I thin slice at an angle the chicken and I put them in there instead of the shrimp. And then you have chicken Alfredo. Or what I also like doing is I like getting an 8-ounce to a 10-ounce sirloin steak. And I like, cooking it on my grill or in a saute pan, getting it nice and cooked, getting it almost medium rare to medium, about 140 degrees, letting it rest for 5 to 8 minutes, then thin slicing it at an angle and putting it in there. And this is enough to, if you get 16 ounces of fettuccine, you're serving 3 to 4 people with this meal. And there's nothing wrong with that. It makes it so good. But guess what? You've taken a pasta and the ins and outs, the intermixings that you can do, the hidden mechanisms. We've used 2-3 different sauces. We've used 2 to 3 different types of pasta. And we've produced 2 to 3 different types of meals. All easy for you. It's fun. And it takes 20 to 30 minutes, depending on what you're doing. Now remember, this is a pasta show. Have you ever made chow mein? It's wonderful. It's wonderful, filling, incredible tasty. And when I want taste and texture with a wonderful Asian spin, this is what I do. This is what I cook up. This is how I go about it. Because after all, this is the pasta show. And there's how many times have you looked at Asian noodles, pasta, ramen, pasta? They call it ramen noodles. Those aren't noodles, but we don't care. It's wonderful tasting. This is what you can do. Now, when you're looking at making a chow mein, you have to buy some extra ingredients that might be odd for you, but you're going to have 70 to 80% of the ingredients already in your cupboard. So this is what you do. You're going to go out and you're going to go get, say, 3 5-and-a-half packages of fresh yakisoba noodles. So these aren't going to take very long to cook. You're going to need a half cup of soy sauce, a half cup of sesame oil, 1 tablespoon of rice vinegar, 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper, a tablespoon of granulated sugar, a tablespoon of oyster sauce, 1 tablespoon of vegetable or canola oil, 1/2 small head of green cabbage, thinly sized. This will make about 4 cups. 4 large celery stalks sliced at an angle, about 2 cups. 1/2 medium white onion diced, about 1 cup. 3 cloves of garlic. You can mince or grate these. And you're also going to need 1 tablespoon of minced or grated ginger. Now, the things you might not have is a ginger, but you can go get that at Fred Meyer. So what you're going to do is you're going to get a large skillet or a wok if you have it. You're going to fill it with water and bring it to a boil. Once it's boiling, add the noodles and cook just until loose in about 2 minutes if they're the fresh packages of yakisoba noodles. And at the same time, in a small bowl, whisk in your soy sauce, sesame oil, rice vinegar, pepper, sugar, and oyster sauce. Then take the wok or your large pan. Add your oil that you just mixed. Once the oil begins to smoke, add the cabbage, celery, and onions. Now you're in a stir-fry situation. You're mixing this frequently. You don't want it to burn until slightly softened and wilted. But this is going to take you about 3 minutes from when you start. Then you're going to add your garlic and your ginger. And you're going to cook it just for a minute until you start smelling the fragrances coming out of it. Then you're going to add the noodles using tongs, toss completely combined, give the sauce a quick whisk, add it to the wok, toss until it's all combined, and you're good to go. It's a great way, easy way to make it. Oh, man. So, anyway, if you don't have time to go to dinner for an Italian meal or pasta, we have wonderful ramen shops, wonderful Thai house restaurants. We have a couple very good Italian restaurants or pasta Mediterranean restaurants. One of the sponsors, Bobby's Thai House, Bobby's Downtown is one of them. And I always love their lasagna there. It's a great way to do it. We have so many wonderful restaurants, so many wonderful dishes. Very fine. Incredible. That's it for the pasta, but here's a Q-tip for you. I'll be out at the fair Saturday, August 6th at 6 p.m. to present a cooking demonstration. I will demonstrate how to cook the perfect burger. Remember when I did this show about a month ago on Fairbanks Foodies in June? They had heard the show and asked me if I could recreate it for a cooking presentation. So I'll be doing it. And if you're there, if you want to show up and have some taste of a perfect burger, you'll get samples of these perfect burgers. They'll be there. And I'm going to create a burger I've never done before, the kimchi burger. And Al Barrett, he's making the best kimchi that I've ever tasted, so we're going to combine it to a burger. And that is it. So, hey, that is today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. You ever have a question? Again, text me at 907-750-2888, and I'll try and answer your questions or give you a good recipe or a good Q-tip. You have a great day. And again, you're going to be getting the best of Fairbanks Foodies until October 8th. Win, lose, or draw that election, good food never stops. I'll see you then.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on 97.5 FM KFAR and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen to this or any past episodes, go to the archive page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Fairbanks Foodies has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active for KFAR Radio.